And we're a bunch of professors and a few graduate students from Western New York, from SUNY Fredonia, Niagara, Canisius, and UB mostly.
Professor David Hirschnoff is chair of UB's Department of Philosophy. These philosophers meet once a month at J.P. Bullfeathers on Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo to discuss articles. Professor Hirschnoff and Niagara University philosophy chair James Delaney formed the local Plato's group back in 2011. But Hirschnoff describes why they have North Tonawanda in the title of the local group when they meet in Buffalo.
Somehow philosophers in North Tonawanda seem to make people chuckle in the way that philosophers in Buffalo don't.
This philosophy group is designed after Plato's Academy, first founded in Athens in 387 BC, the original informal meeting of philosophers. Much discussion of this local group centers around articles about bioethics and the philosophy of medicine and some very controversial issues.
So what do you get down to talking about when you're together?
We'll waste a little time gossiping, and then we'll do 2 or 3 hours of pretty serious discussion. Usually it's, you know, something related to someone's research. And so we'll read articles, say, on addiction. We read articles on abortion. So we'll just do a contemporary topic.
This past weekend, the group held its second annual conference on bioethics and the philosophy of medicine. It featured controversial philosopher Professor Christopher Bourse from the University of Delaware. He's known worldwide over the last 40 years as a philosopher of medicine, and probably best known for saying that one's own personal values have nothing to do with health and disease. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.